Well, after rising by around 1% last week, the Aussie market is off to a rough start on Monday. And as we approach lunch, we've got the ASX 200 down by about 0.5%. The big picture, though, is little change. We still have the market largely no man's land. It's been the case for the past 2 to 3 months, and we've been in quite a tight trading range over that period. And this week, there really is no major economic news out capable of making a dent in the market locally, but there will be plenty of profit results out in coming days. In fact, in the next 5 sessions, we've got BHP Billiton, the world's biggest miner, IAG, the company behind NRMA, Woolies, Qantas, Medibank, Santos, Coca-Cola, all releasing their results. And so it'll be interesting to see if any big surprises can make a move on the markets. But we are at the moment reacting to US markets, which fell for the second consecutive week, down slightly on Friday. We still have seen US political instability with the President Trump firing his chief strategist Steve Bannon. Investors also still a bit cautious with the Barcelona attacks and the North Korea tensions remaining in the background as well. But today, losses widespread. About 80% of companies are lower. The only real bright spot, energy stocks like Origin and Santos, thanks to a 3% lift in the price of oil. Big banks, major drags on the market. CBA, the worst of the big four at this stage. Now, looking at some of the big moving stocks, the worst performer at the moment is Vocus Group. And this is the fourth biggest telco. It owns Dodo and also iPrimus. Was in a trading halt for the first hour of trade, and when it resumed trade, it fell by about 19%. The reason? It's ended a $2.2 billion bidding war with two private equity firms, one based in a number of countries in Asia, but also another in the US. The company basically has said they've been unable to meet the board's terms. Another underperformer, BlueScope Steel. Now, the company disappointed with its profit results. The chief executive is retiring after 10 years in the top role, and the company also said it's being investigated by the ACCC. The best performer, G8 Education and Beach Energy on their results, and Fortescue Metals also up on a big doubling in its profits for the past year. The Aussie dollar finally is around 79.2 US.